Yes, I mean it's I have no idea who came up with it. I do remember there being a
I think
number of
I think I might have been the proposal. Yeah.
And I think that there were other names that were suggested, but they were just none of them were as I think Laura, you might have thought of the "Don't fear the female planet" line, and that kind of meant that all the other ideas were just thrown to the side because that just seemed like such a nice tagline.
So cringeworthy in some ways, because it's just looking at my former self.
And I do have to say, listening to myself on the radio, it is a very, very clear, it's so clear to me that I'm so desperately trying to imitate Patti Schmidt and the way that she speaks when she's on radio.
One of the things I appreciated the most about the show, like it was a huge learning experience, I think, for all of us. And
Yeah.
particularly the weeks when there was only one of us. Like I did a show, I remember over Christmas, you guys had gone home to your families, and it was just me and doing everything, like getting the sound levels right and having the commercials ready and introducing the music, and it was stressful. But in terms of the music itself, I've always really loved music, and unlike Aaron, who's an encyclopedia, one of the things I enjoyed the most was we'd come up with a theme, and then I'd just go into the record room and start listening to records and pulling stuff out that I'd either never heard of or I heard some snippet about but hadn't listened to before, and just discovering this huge universe of music that is either strongly influenced by women or led by women, that it's really opened up that universe to me, and it was just really cool to expand my horizons, my musical horizons like that.
One of the most interesting things about the show was that whole fact that I think that we really took the whole women in music quite seriously, like in terms of going completely outside of our own knowledge of music and in interest in a particular type of music and trying to really sort of show. I mean, I remember very well the show that we did on like women in Cantonese pop music, and going and speaking to folks that we knew who were fans of that particular type of music, who were pointing out particular individuals like, beyond Fei Wong and beyond, that were performing this kind of music that were really popular in this whole different place. And keeping in mind that, this was not the time when you would go online and you could, type in Cantonese pop music and have a Wikipedia page that would list you every single person that was popular, that you could go and read articles online everywhere about Cantonese pop music. It kind of, thinking back on it, I can't really remember how we did the research, but a lot of it was really kind of going out into the community and talking to people who happened to be fans of a particular style of music and asking them about the music that they really loved, and looking at how women were involved in that particular style of music, whether it was hip hop or punk rock or folk music or whatever, or from a particular cultural community. I remember doing one show on women in lovers rock reggae from the UK. It really was kind of interesting that you couldn't do that research from sitting behind a computer. You had to go and actually talk to people. And that's one of the things I really remember about the show, is getting the opportunity to talk to people about music that they loved.
Yeah, one of the shows that really stands out in my mind is the Spice Girls show. It was I remember it was kind of a political hot topic, and we were debating whether it was cool to do that on Venus, but we used it as an opportunity to talk about what the Spice Girls mean, and are they a good influence or a bad influence with respect to women in music.
Yeah, it was. And I also like that we were trying to tie in cultural references and dynamics of women in music, not just the products of what they did, but also the process of creating it and how that might have been influenced by scene and by just dynamics with other musicians, particularly men.
Also, being physically in Montreal, which is such a culturally and musically rich city, like you just go out and see shows, and like you said, you talk with people, and like there's just music all around. So it was, I guess, a much more organic way to absorb and learn about new music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love that we were able to bring local musicians onto our show sometimes, and even organize that fundraiser with local women musicians to sort of create a community that encouraged and broadcasted the work that women were doing in that city.
And I do remember that fundraiser quite well. I mean,
yeah.
I know we were desperately afraid that no one would show up, but it was completely sold out, and it was a great event. And
yeah,
and I really think it kind of sort of demonstrated that that we actually shockingly might have even had an audience for the radio show. So we had Buffalo Daughter on the show.
That's right.
I'm trying to think of other people that we had on the show. We had Buffalo Daughter. We had Annie DeFranco. We had a whole ton of local musicians, Lisa Gamble, Annabelle Schwastik, AD. We had, I'm trying to think of other people that we had on the show. Remember, we were sitting around having this discussion about the fact that the three of us actually didn't like Annie DeFranco's music, and we weren't sure whether we wanted to be sort of quote, that kind of women's music show that, because I think at the time, you know, this like Lilith Fair thing was happening, sort of, if it wasn't happening, it was
starting out.
And there was this whole kind of glut of what one might call stereotypical. Yeah. It was like this whole women's music moment with Sarah McLachlan and Annie DeFranco kind of fit into that. And we didn't want to kind of be this very, I think, very kind of white, middle-class, folk rock type of show. We wanted to represent wider than that as much as we could as white, middle-class women, you know, and so we had this discussion about Annie DeFranco and whether or not this was something that we wanted to do. And we decided, well, you know, why not? And then Laura, you, whether you remember it or not, you interviewed Annie DeFranco. And I remember it being a really interesting interview because it was sort of from the perspective of someone who was more kind of interested in what Annie DeFranco represents as opposed to just a fan of the music. And then I remember going to see her and liking it a heck of a lot more than I expected to. So
I ended up seeing her too and had a good time, I'll admit.
Yeah. I do think also that the show I think it really, it's such a key part of my whole sort of, I guess, formative experience in sort of being an undergrad and having that hour every week to kind of do whatever we wanted to, and be a part of that community.
Yeah, I felt like it was a tremendous honor and responsibility. I love that CQT had this rigor about itself and that there was a higher standard. It wasn't just like campus college radio. It's that you had to do your research. You had to think of a theme. You had to sort of build a case for what you were playing and why you were playing it and communicate it out there. And to me, that was one of the best parts about undergraduate and one of the things I learned the most from, even if, you know, I didn't know as much as Aaron about any of the things that you were reading. To me, it was such a tremendous honor.
Yeah, I think for me, it was more in retrospect that I was amazed and also honored that we were able to do this show and to do it as newbies, and that carried on for 16 years since then. CKUT is an amazing station, and kind of just walked in there with, you know, big doe eyes and, okay, we'll do this and we'll kind of wing it and figure it out as we go. And looking back on it, it was, a formative experience for me and just a really cool thing to be part of.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
It's, When I kind of think back of the also, I mean, and I hate to go back and talk more about the kind of that particular cultural moment of the sort of mid to late 90s, is that it was sort of the moment before everything kind of exploded. It was still a time when a lot of people got their music from the radio. I mean, there are still people who listen to the radio now, listen to podcasts, etc. But it's just the it's just so much wider now that we really, as very young people with, as you say, very little experience, we had access to a significant audience in Montreal, and CKUT, and, you know, everyone who was there, the music librarian, everyone took it very, very seriously. And I think that, and we obviously did too. And you know, when we had call-in shows, people called in, and it was, I think it was a really kind of special moment and in radio. And I'm glad that it was the show that it was, you know, that we were able to kind of, you know, fill that gap and try to do it as best as and as wide as we possibly could.
If it appears that COVID-19 symptoms like cough, fever, sore throat, and loss of taste and smell are beginning to present themselves, you can begin to self-isolate and take a rapid test at home. After getting your test results, you can learn more about proper self-isolation guidelines by visiting quebec.ca/self-isolating. This information is there to help protect you and everyone living under the same roof. All of us can make a difference, so let's keep making sure all of us are safe. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This is not my beautiful house. and it's only 7:45 in the morning, yeah.
Gotcha, and I spent it. Now you got me feeling like a dentist. I can do anything I put my mind to. You can't do anything, even if you want to.
I make my money on my own, yeah. Waking up 5 in the morning, yeah. Throw money in the oven, yeah. Fuck sleep and his cousin, yeah. I've been on a roll, yeah. Spend my money like it's stolen, yeah. Shit, I'm already broken. It's only 7:45 in the morning, yeah.
I've been waiting for a good time, so let's looking for a good time. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy, and my ride sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep, beep, so let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy, and my ride sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep, beep.
Fucking flimpies, bro, please. Bars, bro. No more walking, bro. We're fucking shit talking. 2020. Rio bag.
I'm about to make some dough today. Stepped out, shank on my waist like a rollerblade. Stepped out for my jacket's gonna snow today. Fresh out, how can I drown? I'm on my own wave. I ain't got no calendar, but making up my own day. 2015, you would've called me with a snowflake. 2015, cut pink, this heat rose. I'm running around the hood, getting followed like I'm OJ. Like my car cat. Riding round, no brakes. I gotta make sure the pack lactose so it won't shake. I gotta make sure the camera's turned off, it's no face. I gotta make sure. Cause the last time I did and I ended up in the back of a van. When you see me spot yourself, I ain't dapping your hand. Once you're at the show, paranoid, nearly clapped out a van. Standing in the corner like Birdman, just rubbing my hands. Standing in the corner looking at the ceiling, just full of a plan. I keep telling Shorty to leave him, she ain't even got a man. Niggas got nothing to believe in, ain't even got. Niggas got nothing to believe in, ain't even got a plan.
Lot of dude. Who popping like a pee when he be hopping out the V? And who gon' tell him that my bitch is getting her degree? And when we say it's hot for summer, we ain't talking about degrees. Who unfollowed me? Like, who don't follow me? Cause even in your new bitch, I can see a lot of me. And who unfollowed me? Like, who don't follow me? Cause even in your new bitch, I can see a lot of me. And who unfollowed me? Like, who don't follow me? Cause even in your new bitch, I can see a lot of me. And honestly, I'm on it cause that shit be comedy. You ain't put me in no brands, but I see you proud of me. I'm just a real lad bitch. Give a fuck about a trick. I'm some real ass shit, and we really with this shit. Put this pussy on your lip, give a fuck about the dick. I get that, and then I grab my shit, and then I do.
You told me I was pretty last night.
Rich dick nigga, never fuck under low. Had to kill the white bitch and Abercrombie and Fitch. Then I threw that limp body in the shallow. Run me my money before this shit get funny. Dumbass bitch tried to play me like a 6'2" pussy. 6'2". 6'2" pussy. 6'2" pussy at your door. You already know what I'm out here for. You are blowing up my line, claiming you are rich. Well, baby, now you get a chance to meet the real bitch. Run me my money before this shit get funny. Dumbass bitch tried to play me like a dummy. Knew I should've ran that bitch's pocket twice. Now I'm sitting outside, about to take that bitch like run me my money, bitch. Run me my money, bitch. Run me my money, bitch. Run me my money. Can
like it in 9 piece with the butter biscuit. Tell me why that white bitch look like a Triscuit. If daddy fuck it up, 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 can I get the 9 piece with the butter biscuit? Tell me why that white bitch look like a Triscuit. Daddy fuck it up, if daddy fuck it up, if daddy fuck it up, if daddy fuck it up, can I get the 9 piece with the butter biscuit? Tell me why that white bitch look like a Triscuit. If daddy fuck it up, I'ma sip a brisket. And if it's with my pussy, I'ma make him piss it. Can I get the 9 piece with the butter biscuit? Tell me why that white bitch look like a Triscuit. If daddy fuck it up, I'ma sip a brisket. And if it's with my pussy, I'ma make him piss it. Can I get the 9 piece with the butter biscuit? Tell me why that white bitch look like a Triscuit. If daddy fuck it up, if daddy fuck it up, if daddy fuck it up, if daddy fuck it up. Chopping bitches like I'm Benny Hanna. Has me if I'm in the city, yes, Yana. He got me sitting at your pretty like the Black Madonna. I'm in the kitchen chopping cheese like I'm Miss Montana. I like it when they lick me like I'm Wild Honey. I make the drizzle down that pickle like it's never sunny. I make the bounce by the dance like a chubby bunny. First street fighting bitch, you should call me her. 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 Chopping bitches like I'm Benny Hanna. He asked me if I'm innocent, I said yes, Yana. He got me sitting at your pretty like the Black Madonna. I'm in the kitchen chopping cheese like I'm Miss Montana. I like it when he lick me like I'm Wild Honey. I make it drizzle on that pickle like it's never sunny. I make it bounce by the dance like a chubby bunny. First street fighting bitch, you should call me Chumby.
Let me get that cunt, bitch. Drop to the floor, right cunt, bitch. Let me get that cunt, bitch. Drop to the floor, right cunt, bitch. Let me get that cunt, bitch. Drop to the floor, right cunt, bitch. Let me get that cunt,
bitch. Drop to the flow like cunt, bitch. Let me get that cunt, bitch. Drop to the flow like cunt, bitch. Let me get that cunt, bitch. Drop to the flow like cunt, bitch. Let me get that cunt, bitch. Drop to the flow like cunt, bitch. Let me get that cunt, bitch. Drop to the flow like cunt, bitch. Let me get that cunt, bitch. Drop to the flow like cunt, bitch. Let me get that cunt, bitch. Drop to the flow like cunt, bitch. Let me get that cunt, bitch. Drop to the flow like cunt, bitch. Let me get that cunt, bitch. Drop to the flow like cunt, bitch. Pussy, that remedy. Mother of the drama to your serenity. Bees on her knees, sucking that dick and tease. The way he fuck my pussy like he's serving mac and cheese. Make it work when I work, when I work. Serve, serve, when I work, when I work, when I work, when I work. Say this pussy is a boss of your butter, put up a celery. Eat me like a cookie and I work every calorie. Sensual, consensual, cookie, cookie, not fiction. No, baby is the baddest, the monster, that mythical queen of the bees. Honeys and lemon trees, the honey. With the money, you buy you a finer things. How she work, when 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 she boo, when she cry, when she boo, take, 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 tell her boo, ha, ha, boo, take, 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 tell her boo, ha, ha, boo, take, 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 tell her boo, take, take, boo, take, 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 tell her boo, take, take, boo, take, 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 boo, take, 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 tell her boo, ha, ha, ha. Puta 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 ka ka puta 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 ka.
It's different for you and I. I'm an African American woman. You get to walk around and be mediocre and you still get rewarded with things. We have to be exceptional to get anything in this business. I wasn't calling her mediocre. I wasn't calling her mediocre.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
The Prison Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviere de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
Time to play. CKUT is having a funding drive. CKUT is your community radio supporting events, culture, and shows, and playing the music you wouldn't even know you liked unless you heard it here. Give us a call, 514-907-9424, and give what you can.
Odessa, the last goodbye tour, live in Montreal. Odessa, see them performing for the first time in over 3 years. Parc Chandrepot, Friday, September 2nd. Odessa, with special guests, Sylvanesso, Elderbrook, and Nasaya. Get tickets now at eventco.ca. The brand new album, The Last Goodbye, is available everywhere July 22nd. For more, check odessa.com.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
It's dark in here.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon.
3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
It's showtime.
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Collective brings you an